Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast with Mickey Gaminol. Today, we have a very special treat. My father is here for Father's Day in the studio to talk to you guys about some words of wisdom. He's been a major influence throughout all of my life, and his words of wisdom have benefited me in many, many ways. So I hope you guys get the same benefit. And without further ado, here you go.
Hello. I said hello.
Good job. Good job.
To you, I said hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to take over the podcast today. I'm kind of excited by this. Oh, no. This is interactive. We're all going to be talking. So, Mickey is my son. I have known Mickey for well over 30 years. I'm very proud of him. But I know that the podcast is about helping people prepare and get ready for the ASVAB. And that's all very important. But I'm not very bright, so I think that I'll pass on some of those words of wisdom that Mickey said. And then Mickey can maybe help us elaborate on these words of wisdom. Are you up for that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Father's Day is this weekend. And I think it's important to point out some of the important roles that fathers play in our society. You know, the father is going to be your first example. Now, not everybody has the same type of father figure. There was a time where I was living in a different state, and Mickey was living, growing up with his mom in Utah, and he had other father figures, like Uncle Glenn. He was a good father figure. Uncle Richard, he was a good father figure, right?
Absolutely.
But none of them were as wise as your father. So we'll talk about life lessons. First life lesson, son. What is it?
Everything is temporary.
Everything is temporary. So one of the things that I think that we've all got to try to overcome is that when we're faced with a challenge, we're faced with an obstacle, we can get it in our heads and we can get it wrapped up. This kind of relates to the ASVAB because, you know, I spent my entire life going through elementary school, junior high, and high school, struggling through school. Quite literally, I was not the best student. I was a rough student at best. And when you're faced with some of these challenges, sometimes you have to just choose to be brave, and sometimes you just have to come to the realization that everything's temporary. Your best day, unfortunately, is never going to last forever. There will always be a new obstacle, a new challenge. That's what makes life, okay? But thankfully, your worst day is not going to last forever either. And sometimes when you're going through a rough patch, you just got to tell yourself, man, this is temporary, right? This is a life lesson that I have pounded into your head. How has this served you?
I think realizing that life is, like, all the struggles are temporary has really benefited me. I think I forget that life lesson pretty regularly because everybody gets caught up in what they're doing. And I'm no exception. There's been many times in my life where I thought, you know, whatever struggle I was going through was going to last forever. But every time I come out on the other side of that, it just reinforces the lesson of hey, you know, that didn't last forever, right? The even like illnesses and toothaches and everything like that, you think it's going to be a permanent thing because it was there yesterday. But when you get to the other side of it, you realize even your worst days and even your best days, none of it lasts forever. It's all temporary.
Well, and I think that the other thing too is that because I'm old, I'm not that old, I'm only 54. Which 54 is like the new 23, as far as I'm concerned. But the thing is that when you get that benefit of having a little more time under your belt, you know, there was a period in my life where I kind of struggled for a couple of years, and I had to make my money with my computer doing ad work, and it was a grind. It was a real grind, and it was a tough time. But it didn't last forever, you know, and I look at that and I think, oh, that's just a small portion of my life. Now, perspective, when you're 18 years old and you go through a rough year of your life, and by the way, this is a shout out to our ASVAB thing. What's 1 year of 20 years, son? What percentage is that?
That's 5%.
That's 5%. So you look back and you say 5% of my life has been a struggle. When you get to 54, 1 year is a much, much smaller percent. It's coming around 2, maybe 1.8%. You know, it's just a tiny little fraction of my life. So that's the advantage. With the time, you realize the temporary nature of all of your struggles. On the other hand, when things are going great, you got to also keep in mind that that's temporary, and you've got to keep doing the things that reinforced you to get in a good position. You know, you can't just rest on your laurels, is what they say. So I think that that is a great life lesson.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that that's something that's applicable, especially to 18-year-olds, because they don't have that benefit of wisdom with time. One of the questions I ask my students right out of the gate, especially if they're just graduating high school, is I ask them, how long do you feel like high school lasted? And most of them say it went really quick. And it's something that they just spent the most recent 4 years of their life, 3 or 4 years of their life going through. And so it's a really good indicator that time perspective shifts once it's in the past. And things seem super temporary when they're in the past.
Well, and then again, you know, that just goes to that lesson you always hear people say, you got to live for the now, you got to live for the now. Because really, that's really all you got.
Yeah.
You know, your past was past, your future's going to come.
Yeah.
But right now, you can do things to make your life better, to make yourself happier, to make your relationships with family better. And, you know, I hope that people can at least get some benefit from me hijacking the podcast today with the idea that, hey, you know what? I can make today better.
Yeah.
And I may not make $1 billion tomorrow, because nobody makes $1 billion tomorrow. It takes years and years and years to get there. But if I can make today better, and I always try to make today better, then I will have a good, happy, long life.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's hard to maintain that perspective. It's hard to live in the now.
Ah, let us move on to another life lesson.
Let's.
Okay, I'm going to say the life lesson. You'll see, you can tell whether or not you've heard this before.
Okay.
You have to study hard and do your best in school at this time, because it is the only time that education will be what?
Free.
And what am I referring to?
The time in high school, the time when education is free.
Because the reality is, you need to know stuff. And like I said, I was not the greatest student, and I didn't know algebra for nothing. Mix me some numbers and some letters. Oh, dude, letters stay with letters. Numbers stay with numbers. Why are you talking crazy?
It's pure madness.
But when I in my life, I had the opportunity to be a marketing director, and I got to write up ads, and I got to write marketing letters, and I got to use all my creativity, right? And that sounds like a fun job, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But advertising is math.
Really?
Yeah. When you come up with this great idea, because everybody has a great idea, right? And you throw it out there, and you test it, and you try it. good math skills will help you determine whether or not it was successful. So I did direct mail marketing letters, and direct mail marketing letters is me sending spam, not spam, junk mail.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sending junk mail out to people, and I send out 10,000 letters and I get 20 people to respond. Then that gives me my percentage, which 20 out of 10,000, what is that? Is that a 0.02?
Out of 10,000?
Yeah.
I think just it's 0.02, yeah.
0.02%, okay? And that's a tiny little percentage. But if the product you're selling is 10,000 bucks and the product I was selling was 10,000 bucks, then I had 20 possible people that were going to drop 10,000 bucks on us. So that could have been $200,000 in revenue. Right?
Absolutely.
So even though it's a small percentage, the possibility is that could have really benefited the company and you know, added a lot of revenue to the company. Well, I didn't know all of the formulas I needed to be able to accurately analyze my advertising. So two things had to happen. Number one, I had to teach myself a lot of math. And I'm going to give everybody a little hint. My greatest asset in teaching myself how to do algebra was Microsoft Excel. Because once you can visualize and figure out how the formulas and the cells and all that stuff work, you're just really doing algebra at that point.
True.
So, and then the other thing too, and it goes back to percentages. I've thrown out a couple of percentages right now. And I could do them in my head, but I can do them in my head only because I had to do them for work, and I had to teach myself how to do that. I could have gone to school. I could have hired a tutor, and they could have taught me how to do that, and I probably would have picked it up a whole lot quicker. Because it was my job, my boss could pull me aside and say, no, 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 you got to do the math this way. So I could learn a lot quicker. But what I did not pay for in cash to learn the math I needed, I paid for in time. So cash represents your time. And you want to do everything you can to preserve your cash and to preserve your time. And I think that, you know, you're pretty successful when you have an abundance of cash and an abundance of time. And, you know, the military life certainly provides that for a lot of people.
Absolutely. No, I think it all, and you're right, it all comes back to taking advantage of education while it's free.
Yeah.
Because right this second, if you're in school or just getting out of school, or maybe you have a teacher who's willing to help you, that is an abundance of time and money. Just try to take advantage of that. Treat that time like you're paying for it and see how different you approach it. If you spend the time that you're in school treating it as though you're paying $1,000 per credit hour, you're going to show up to class much, much differently than you do if you feel like it's babysitting. And so I would encourage you to learn from your teachers while you can.
So that's a good life lesson, right?
Agreed.
Okay. So got one more life lesson for y'all. And I'm sorry if I'm going to drag the show a little long today, okay?
No, it's a special Father's Day episode, so they get a little extra content.
Father's Day privilege. So the other thing, and I think that you've lived up to this life lesson pretty well, son. You always got to do your best. You always got to be your best. You don't know whose life you're going to influence. And we're doing our podcast today and we're telling our little jokes and we're having fun, right? But the reality is I really do hope that people can take away from some of what we're saying and make their life better. And maybe that is inspiring them to study real hard, do well on the ASVAB, get that great job with the military. Maybe it is, you know, go into your family, repair that relationship with your uncle or your cousin. Maybe it is just study hard in school or start taking school a little more seriously. But I'm doing my best right now because we don't know whose life we're going to influence. And what we do, we're like the pebble in the pond, right? And the ripples go out and affect other things. And we may never know whose life we affected or whose life we changed. This is another advantage of being an old guy, right?
True.
Facebook changed the world.
Absolutely.
Back in my day, we didn't have any Facebook or internet or nothing. We had nothing. You wanted to communicate with somebody, you called them up on the phone, you went over and saw them. There was no Instagrams. There was no Snapchats. All of this stuff occurred in the past 25 years, okay? And prior to that, we were just being ourselves, getting along, doing our thing. But when Facebook did come around, and of course, you know, I bought into it because I want to be on that technical cutting edge. If I'm going to say that 40 or I'm 54 is the new 23, I better have me a TikTok account, right?
That's right. You got to live up to that 23-year-old status.
But when Facebook came around, there was a lot of connection to people that I hadn't talked to or seen in 15 years.
Okay.
15 to 20 years. And, you know, people look you up on Facebook and they say, oh, man, remember me? We went to high school. It's like, yeah, I remember you and all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden, people were coming out and giving me these different compliments. Like, and I'm not trying to toot my horn here, but I'm just going to tell you. Yeah, I'm a good guy.
Toot, toot.
So the thing is that people come out and they say, well, you know, you were kind to me that one time. I was feeling really down and you reached out and you provided some comfort to me. Or I had one friend of mine and she was always having trouble with her boyfriend, And, you know, she'd talk to me about that stuff. And I wasn't trying to make a move on her or anything like that. I was supportive of the relationship and everything. But she just needed someone to talk to. Dude, it really had a greater impact on her than I could have imagined. She never made it with that guy. You know, they moved on and went their separate ways. But some of what I talked to her about affected her relationships in the future and the different guys that she would choose to go out with in the future. So it's like you don't know who you're going to benefit or who you're going to affect with what you've done. I look at your life and the 2 years that you spent in Morocco, in a tiny, tiny little Moroccan village where everybody knew everybody's name and everybody knew the big, tall, white guy.
Yep.
You know, who looked strange and don't date him because he's not of the right faith. But, you know, you can wave at him in the street. That's where it was, right? Yeah. But the conversations that you had, the commitment that you made, the example that you set, the folks that you taught English to, like, I don't know exactly where their lives are, but I am confident that you being there changed a lot of people's lives for the better. And why does that occur? Because we show up and we do our best. So again, this one has nothing to do with the ASVAB. Do your best on the ASVAB, guys. Study hard, get the tutoring, get the education you need and everything. But man, when it comes to living your life, do your best. Be the example that the other person needs. One little side note to not everybody has the benefit. Well, shoot, nobody has the benefit of having the great father you do.
True that, except me.
There you go. And sometimes we need to pull it out of our own selves, right? So, guys, look around your community. Look around. And when I say guys, I'm sorry, man. All people, men, women, everybody, look around your community. Look around your family. If you don't find that proper role model that you need in your life, then I'm sorry. You got to step up and be that yourself, right? And you got to do your best for you. And you got to be the example to the other people in your community, to your family, to your loved ones. Because there really is two choices in this life. You can try to do for others or you can try to exclusively do for yourself. And both of them will get you somewhere. But man, if you do for others, it is so much more rewarding, in my opinion.
No, completely agreed. Completely agreed. And I promise you this, if you're looking around your life and you don't see any positive role models in your life who you can be or who you can model your life after, that's an awesome opportunity for you to be that role model for everyone else who's in your life. you being that pillar is going to change way more lives than somebody who's following, you know, dozens and has the best network. So you're in a position to really affect a lot of positive change if that's the position you're in.
So those are just three of the poor life lessons. We did not get into any of the emotional scarring that I placed on my son. We did not get into any of the failures I did as a dad because, man, I tried. I did my best. I was not always perfect. But I certainly am proud of the man you've become. On this Father's Day, I just want to also acknowledge my son was created by his wonderful and brilliantly smart mother. Her husband definitely contributed and put some positive influence on my son. Uncle Glenn, Uncle Rich. It really is so many people who have contributed to my son. So on this Father's Day, I just want to take all the credit and all the glory, but also acknowledge there's no way Mickey could have turned out as great as he did without everybody working together. So
yeah,
happy Father's Day, son.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. And I'm proud of you, too. Thanks for everything. And thanks to everybody who listened today. We went a little over, but I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of those life lessons. So everybody remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Happy Father's Day. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL, and you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALTutors.com, GAMONALTUTORS.com, and you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL. And let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic can be found at GAMONALTutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.